no team has a bigger range of fantasy outcomes than the Dolphins. They were 1-6 heading into Atlanta last week, or on Sunday. Somehow crushed them, even though it looked like they were folding up. Head coach Mike McDaniel could be fired at any time. The team might unload their star players, what's left of them, at any time before next week's trade deadline. They somehow beat Atlanta, crushed them, and now they get a home game against Baltimore. In some weird scheduling whatever, since the Atlanta game, they will go 6 weeks until they travel on the road again. They've got four straight home games and a bye week in between. Of those home games, they can probably realistically win three if they're clicking. They could have an outside chance of beating Buffalo at home if they're really clicking. So now you look at a team that's 2-6 with four straight home games. If they win tonight against Baltimore, they are 3-6 with three straight home games and a bye week coming up, and then they're going to the Jets, which is winnable. So suddenly they have to think, you know, their management, do we just hold on to Jalen Waddle? Do we hold on to Devon Achane? Are we going all in? Are we buyers somehow? I don't know how they make it work budgetarily, but is there something they can do to try to get another playoff push and see what they can, see what magic they can pull off in a still wide open, somewhat, AFC East? If they lose, that's probably it. And because they're playing on Thursday, they will have a week to figure out how to unload their top talent if they choose to, get what they can, and head into next season kind of in a full rebuild mode. That's where they are right now. Tonight's game will decide a lot. Devon Achane had 23 touches on Sunday. He could go all out tonight if the Dolphins feel like they got nothing to lose. They probably do feel like they have nothing to lose. Ollie Gordon is the heir apparent to the backfield if they unload Achane. If Gordon is available in your league, he is the guy you want to pick up today before the game happens so that you can stash him on your bench on the 20% chance he becomes a must-start after this week. Jalen Waddle, really interesting case because it is such a thin receiving core with Tyreek Hill hurt. Malik Washington, 2021 sixth-round pick, has been playing the number two role. Darren Waller is obviously hurt. What else is new? And no other wide receiver besides Washington and Waddle, and of course the injured Tyreek Hill, have more than 8 catches. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, who had 8 touchdowns in 8 games across 8 straight games last year, has 0 touchdowns. He does have 8 catches, and that puts him third on the team among wide receivers. It is pretty thin. If they unload Waddle, Tua Tagovailoa probably becomes unstartable in Superflex. I mean, there's no other way to say it. If your top wide receivers are Malik Washington and Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, that's not going to get you much more than 14 points most weeks unless Achane is catching the ball and running for 80 yards a game or something crazy. So, again, tonight, huge. If I had the bench space and if I didn't play in the deep league where Ollie Gordon was snatched up a long time ago, I would want Gordon. I would take a flyer on Malik Washington just because he would become the number one if Waddle gets traded, with no clear path for Westbrook-Ikhine or anyone else to step up over him. I mean, this is kind of determining, do they stick with Washington as a mainstay on this team for the next few years? If he plays well, he could be a guy who through the rest of his 20s or most of it stays in a Dolphins uniform. And of course, who knows with Tua? They went all in. It has not worked out. And to rebuild around Tua seems a little bit risky. So it's unclear. No one's going to take on Tua's salary. They're kind of stuck. But at the same time, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next 2 years if Tua is even a top 20 quarterback. Good luck tonight if you've got guys going. Good luck tonight if your opponents, if your one or more opponents have guys going tonight. You don't want them to do well. But most importantly, at least to me, from a broad fantasy perspective, is understand what happens tonight in terms of the final score is probably going to rattle a lot of fantasy managers in the next few days. Thanks for listening. This is my 100th episode. If you have not left a review and you'd like to, please do. It means a lot. Thanks to all those who have reached out to send positive words. And again, good luck tonight, and we'll see you tomorrow.